Good afternoon, you're through to Leah at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Hiya, I got a phone call this morning that I missed regarding my claim.
Yeah, can I take your full name, please?
It's Miss Michelle Copeland.
Perfect. Just before I start, I do need to let you know that calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yes, is this MMA Legal, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, is that the right one?
No, that's sorry. All right. Can you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
My date of birth is 21st September 1976 and my postcode's KA256JD.
Perfect. Thank you, Michelle. It was just a call from my colleague, Daniel, hoping to gather some further information from you. Have you got a spare few minutes just to go over that?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Michelle, were you known by any other name during your time in care?
No, Michelle Copeland.
Okay, no problem. And I've got on here a childhood home of 32 West Burn Road.
Yes.
Perfect. And can you remember your mother and father's names?
Yes. My mother's name was Sarah. The man that she'd quite a few. Sarah McGall Finlay Copeland. But her married name was Copeland.
No problem.
How do you remember that, yeah?
And your father's name?
His name is James Lappin, Lappin Copeland. I think that's what he's doing. Aye. Sure, that's aye. Because he was aye. I'm just trying to remember my man's birth certificate, what it says on it, when they get married.
Oh, bless you.
So
confusing sometimes.
Because both my parents are dead, so my dad died when I was 8, so I was just trying to remember.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're all right. Time goes on, as they say, yeah.
Well, it absolutely does. You're correct on that. I just want to let you know that the reason for asking is because at the minute we're finding out that when we request from councils, they hold records under parents' names rather than children's names.
Children, yeah.
Yeah. So we're now having to obviously go back through, double-check these things so we can send that off. But we are actively receiving and chasing for further documentation.
Yeah, there was somebody phoned me, was it last month, looking for if I had photographic ID. Well, I don't have, the only thing I've got photographic ID is my passport. And the man had said, I can't remember his name, he couldn't understand why they were asking for more information now for photographic ID. I says, well, all I have is my passport. That's the only photo thing that I've got because I don't like to take my photos. So, and he said that was really it. It was just to get more information.
No, that's absolutely fine. We've got your passport. I can see that on the file here. I'm not
too sure.
I don't
have anything else with my picture.
No, I'm not too sure why that was asked because we don't, a passport, it's a legal form of ID.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sorry about that. That must have been some confusion on our end.
I just didn't know, because it was on Facebook and I was reading through how to go about to doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not sure, and I'm like, I'll get a try and see, because I was in care, residential school, so
yeah,
I just
thought
I'd get a try. Woodlands School, yeah. It was called, it's built in there.
Is that in about 1990, was it?
See, I was trying to think that, right, I'm 50 in September, and I was there when I was 14, when I was there. So trying to remember the dates, I really can't remember.
Let me try and work that out.
Right, because I'll be 15 September, and I was there 4 years, because I left when I turned 18.
Right, yeah, that works out. So
because I'm about 19. It's that long ago, I can't remember, that's terrible. I can remember the school and all that, Ken, I just can't remember anything else.
To be honest, I'm the worst when I go to the doctors and they ask my date of birth. I'm like,
I've done that with my kids. I've got 4 kids and I've got them all mixed up. We're all different dates. And
don't worry. That's what my mum does. My mum does that as well. Every time she's like, what's your date of birth again? I'm like,
yeah.
Mum.
You should know that. I'm like, yeah. Sorry, right, on you go.
What is it she says? She keeps going to me. She keeps going, it's just menopause, Brian.
Yeah, that's what I say. Old age.
Yeah. Old age. That's another one, yeah. She says the exact same things to me. I think it's just a mother thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's absolutely fine. Thank you for that information.
No worries.
I'll pop that onto your file. James, my colleague James, is the one who is working on your file, so I'll pop him an email and let him know what I've done, and then he can go from there as well.
Right, no worries.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, Michelle.
You have a lovely day.
You too. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Right. Bye. Bye.